Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
President Hichilema assents to five bills, formalizes free education law. Court grants Xavier Chungu 50,000 kwacha bail pending trial. And Hezbollah rejects renewed ceasefire agreed by Israel and Lebanon.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. President Hagainde Hichilema has assented to five bills, including the Education Amendment Bill 2026, marking a significant milestone in making free education a legal entitlement in the country. The other bills signed into law are the National Pension Scheme Bill 2026, the Public Service Pensions Bill 2026, the Pension Scheme Regulation Amendment Bill 2026, and the Local Authorities Superannuation Bill 2026. Speaking after assenting to the bills, President Hichilema said the UPND administration has been implementing progressive reforms since 2021 aimed at improving the lives of Zambians. The head of state has described education as the best investment a country can make, stressing that no child should be left behind in accessing education. The president has added that government remains committed to improving the welfare of citizens and sustaining the country's development trajectory.
This is a government of reforms. Without reforms, you cannot make the country better. It's not possible. You can't do the same things over and over and expect different results. It's called something else. Anyhow, I want to use this opportunity to say we continue with our positive trajectory of this country, what this country can be in a few years from now if we work together and each one did what they're able to do and not observe others working and you wait to stand, to grandstand and post social media articles taking out positivity in the nation. Let us be positive. In summary, your government, we, your servants, are committed.
The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, has clarified that it is neither participating in nor endorsing the proposed national memorial activities being organized in honor of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu. CCZ General Secretary Reverend Canon James Peary said the Council's position is informed by the fact that the former president has not yet been laid to rest. Reverend Canon Peary said the nation's immediate priority should be to facilitate a dignified, honorable, and mutually acceptable resolution to the outstanding issues surrounding the burial of the former head of state, noting that memorial activities are more appropriately held after burial. He has expressed concern that nearly a year after Mr. Lungu's death, the nation is yet to accord him a final resting place, describing the situation as unfortunate and one that continues to prolong the grief of both the family and the nation. Reverend Canon Peary has since appealed to all parties involved to work towards a swift, amicable and respectful resolution in the interest of the family, national unity and the dignity of the office once held by the late president.
The Council of Churches in Zambia wishes to clarify that it is neither participating in or endorsing the proposed national memorial prayer. This position is informed by the fact that the late president has not yet been laid to rest, and we strongly feel this is against our tradition. The Council of Churches in Zambia's considered view is that the nation must make it as a priority to facilitate a dignified and honorable burial.
The Lusaka High Court has granted former intelligence chief Xavier Chungu 50,000 kwacha bail pending trial in his own recognizance, with two working sureties required to execute recognizance bonds of 20,000 kwacha each. The applicant said he was detained at Kawata Police Station on May 28, 2026, and cautioned for the offense of communication of certain information contrary to the State Security Act. Through his lawyers, among them Kennedy Mambwe, Mr. Chungu submitted that he had been held for more than 24 hours without being released or taken to court. He argued that no reasons had been provided by police for denying him bond or failing to present him before court, despite availing two working sureties with a fixed abode. Mr. Chungu also stated that as a presidential candidate in the forthcoming general elections, his continued detention would negatively affect his ability to campaign effectively. In granting bail, the court said it was satisfied that the applicant was entitled to bail pending trial, adding that Section 1233 of the Criminal Procedure Code empowers it to admit an accused person to bail. Mr. Chungu is facing 7 counts of communication of certain information, 3 counts of seditious practices, and 1 count of prohibition or disclosure of information to an unauthorized person. The African Manufacturers Foundation, AMF, has called for renewed focus on industrialization and economic growth, stating that South Africa's long-term prosperity depends on rebuilding its productive sectors rather than concentrating solely on issues of migration. The call comes amidst growing public debate and demonstrations over undocumented immigration, unemployment and economic exclusion in South Africa. In a statement, AMF Chief Executive Officer Lebo Radebe has acknowledged the frustrations of millions of South Africans grappling with unemployment, poverty, rising living costs, and limited economic opportunities. Mr. Radebe said citizens have a legitimate right to demand solutions to the country's economic challenges. However, he has stressed that public discourse should remain focused on addressing the root causes of economic hardship, which he identified as economic stagnation, deindustrialization, and the decline of productive sectors. Government has directed the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, to urgently repair and deploy its fleet of trucks to facilitate the nationwide distribution of a newly arrived consignment of medicines and medical supplies procured from Egypt. Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimbi, said the shipment will help improve access to essential medicines and strengthen efforts towards achieving universal health coverage. Dr. Lishimbi said the medicines were procured through a government-to-government arrangement with Egypt and will help address healthcare gaps, particularly in underserved communities.
What we are seeing today is part of other bulk procurement initiatives by ZAMSA, working in collaboration with esteemed partners such as the United Nations Development Programme, the UNFPA, and the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. This strategic approach allows us to leverage their expertise and resources to procure medicines in large quantities, ensuring a more cost-effective and efficient supply chain. By working closely with these international organizations, we can optimize our procurement processes and enhance the availability of medicine throughout the country.
Meanwhile, Egyptian Ambassador to Zambia, Mayada Abdallah Rahman, said the delivery reflects the growing partnership between Zambia and Egypt and their shared commitment to strengthening healthcare systems.
A robust capacity to produce high-quality, affordable, and essential generic medicines. By sharing these medicines with Zambia, we are putting into practice the principle that no African nation should fear a medical supply.